بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we have been discussing from this kitab إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. And now for a person to make his business and his income Sharia compliant, the surah of Barakah and the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The chapter we had begun some time ago, this was chapter 10, Qualities of a Muslim Tradesman, Qualities of a Muslim Businessman. And in this point that we will read today is in regards to loans, giving loans or taking loans. And we find sometime in some business places, in some shops they have there, they don't break the friendship. Don't ask for a loan and don't ask for credit. Keep the friendship. So the mizaj and temperament of Nubuwwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we find in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to spend absolutely freely. And he would say to Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Bilal, la takhsha min dil arshi iqlala. O Bilal, anfiq. Continue spending. And don't fear any shortage, from the owner of the throne. Allah will provide, Allah will give. So we find that these sayings that are there sometime, they don't ask for a loan, don't ask for credit, or you break the friendship. And we hear commonly people say also that the most beloved wealth to the person is somebody else's wealth, not his own. So in this next point we will read that a man was in desperate need for a loan. He approached one of his acquaintances, one of his friends, to request him for a loan of 10,000 dirhams. His acquaintance, his friend, didn't mind giving him the loan, but he wanted a witness or a guarantor for this transaction, somebody who will stand as a guarantee, since it was such a large amount of money. He asked the person for a witness, and he could not find anyone to stand as a witness for him. Happens sometime, person is in dire straits, he needs a loan, he can't find anyone to stand as guarantee for him. And we know at that time how broken that person is. But there's no one to stand for him, no one to give him some backing, and he needs the money right now. So he told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness. He then asked him for some sort of guarantee. There's no one there to stand for you, to sign for you, then give me some guarantee collateral. Unfortunately, he had no means of providing collateral either. But myself, we know somebody has to come, you have no one to stand for you, no collateral. Then Allah Ta'ala forgive. Sometimes we hear people who say, but your wife has some jewelry, bring that at least. The mehr you gave her, at least bring that. To that extent, now a person drops so low. Person is broken and now really you know break him into pieces. So he said, I don't have collateral either. And thus he stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as a guarantor. His friend accepted the statement and gave him the loan of 10,000 dirhams, 10,000 silver coins. After securing the loan, the person traveled to another location on the other side of a river. He was overseas in our zamana, our period of time. He went overseas. He's got some money, some capital. Now he'll bring some goods. The due date for the loan had approached and this person wanted to repay his creditor, but he could not find any way of delivering the money. There were no boats readily available to carry him over to the other side of the river. He wanted to keep his promise and tried desperately to fulfill it. He decided to cut out a piece of wood and carve out the inside. He placed the money along with a letter to his creditor in the carved out wood and sealed it tightly. So he was sincere borrowing the money, and the person, his friend, also was sincere in lending him also for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both were sincere. He then released this box of wood into the river, placing his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the appointed time approached, the creditor waited by the shore side to meet his debtor. Amazingly, the box reached its destination and the creditor opened the box with a letter from his debtor. This is the result of both parties placing their trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying their best to act according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a narration of Bukhari Sharif. So when the sincerity from both sides, Allah ta'ala makes the means. Now when it comes to the businessman to give a loan, even the wife sometime will find, it comes to end of the month or middle of the month also, the worker will ask the missus at home, I need some extra money, please loan me. I need 100 rand, 50 rand, or sometimes the garden boy. Now you say, but last month I lent you, this month again. But look at the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in different incidents. One more point we'll read over here also. When it comes to loaning, then we don't have this verse in our heart that he must pay me back. The motivation behind it is, Ya Allah, you will pay me back. Whether he pays me or not, Ya Allah, I want the reward from you. That day I will really need it. Softness in dealing and overlooking. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy, the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. May Allah have mercy on the person who is lenient and soft hearted when he sells something, purchases something, and when he asks for repayment of loans given. May Allah have mercy upon him. That when he sells, he's soft. When he purchases, he's soft. And when he demands his the payment of the loan, also at that time he is soft and kind. Bukhari Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the incident of a person of the past nations. When the angel of death came to remove his heart and his soul, then the angel of death asked him, did you ever do any good in your life? He replied, I cannot remember. The angel asked him to ponder carefully. He said, I cannot think of anything. However, I used to deal with people. I would deal kindly with those who were able to pay. I would deal kindly with those who were able to pay. And I used to grant respite to those who were unable to pay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah because of this. Such a small amal. Those that could pay, then too he was soft with them. Doesn't mean now that person takes advantage also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, مَثَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. The dilly-dallying and delaying of an affluent person who can pay his debts, he is dilly-dallying and wasting time. This is darkness. This darkness will consume him on the day of Qiyamah. When he needs to pass the pool Sirat, you need nur on that day. This darkness will engulf him. He will not be able to pass the pool Sirat with ease. So he shouldn't take advantage. And those that couldn't pay, he would give them respite. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.